5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think the officers, rightfully so, are very shaken by what's happened. They got up and come to work today. They continue to do their job. We have scheduled protests in the city. We'll facilitate those protests like we always do. But it's hard not to be shaken up as a police officer when you watch the coverage of what happened last night.
That's D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier giving some remarks just about 25 minutes ago as we begin our day here in Washington, D.C. in light of the massacre of police officers in Dallas, Texas last night. Joining us right now is Officer Jimmy White. He is with the D.C. Fraternal Order of Police, and we wanted to get our local police perspective on this. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Hey, no problem. Good morning.
I'm guessing you echo the comments of Chief Lanier in that cops are going to wake up like they always do and do their job, but it's a little different today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a terrible morning in America today, and it's just, as you all said, the massacre that happened last night is really putting our job into perspective as police officers, and it is not going to prevent us from doing that job, is what we signed up for.
Do you expect any protest to happen today, or do you think there will be some kind of sign of respect for the dead and shot police officers? Were any protests scheduled for today that you're aware of?
That I'm aware of, I do not know. I don't know if, you know, there's going to be any sort of, like, day off.
Yeah, maybe a moratorium today, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, as far as what I know, I don't know if anything was actually scheduled today.
And from what we're hearing is that these protests have been very civil. The one in Dallas was very civil, you know, and we don't know that these people were actually connected to the Black Lives Matter movement. Have you worked any of the protests here in D.C., and what has your experience been like during those efforts?
I've been with the department for almost 7 years now, and it comes with the job, especially working in D.C. Everybody works a protest, and the protests that I have worked have been passionate. They have been very passionate. Sometimes they can get out of control, but they're easily controlled with the tactics that we're trained with. But I would have to say majority of the protests that I have ever been a part of have been very peaceful.
Let me ask you, sir, if I could, about the June 27th shooting of Sherman Evans. Now, the police department just released the body camera footage yesterday, and here's a little bit of audio from that footage.
Please drop the gun, sir.
Please drop it, sir. I have the gun, sir. Don't raise it.
He raises it. He's got it.
And he did raise the gun, and it turns out it was a BB gun. Now, obviously, a police officer doesn't know if a gun is a toy gun or if it's a real gun. I'm sure you've reviewed this footage. What can you tell us about this, and what do you think is going to happen to the officers involved?
I mean, I had the opportunity to review the footage. From my perspective, I believe that our officers conducted themselves professionally, courteously, and did everything that they could to assist this individual who is having a crisis. And unfortunately, the facts be what they are, you know, the shooting happened, and that is, yeah, a terrible thing for anybody to go through, especially a police officer.
But what do you make of the media coverage? I mean, you're going to hear from the protests, you're going to hear from media coverage. Well, it was just a BB gun. It was just a BB gun.
Right, and that's the. You know, that's the age-old question. It was just the BB gun. You know, why did the police officer have to shoot? When we are trained in the academy and throughout our entire careers, it is about stopping the threat. And you cannot tell a gun from a BB gun from any perspective, from that perspective at least, on the street. And it is a matter of you have to make the right decision for yourself and for everybody involved. And it's, like I said, it is a tough question determining whether, you know, when people ask, oh, it's just a BB gun, just a BB gun. Like I said, we're there to assess the threat, and if the threat is real, you know, we will conduct ourselves appropriately. However, I mean, most of these facts come out in the investigation, and from what I've seen, this is a justified shooting all day.
Well, when you're living in D.C., and I know this would be a personal opinion that I'm about to ask you, is that what is your sense that there's a positive environment for police officers, or is it becoming worse, and has it increased with in the last 7 years under this administration? How do you feel that the tension is?
Well, I feel that the community really rallies behind the police. The community wants us there. Whether you're in you know, Georgetown, or whether you're in Anacostia, they love to see the police.
That's so good to hear.
The people who do not want to see the police are the people who are doing wrong. Now, I used to, before I was a member of the executive board on the union, I used to work in the 6th district over in the northeast portion of Anacostia. And we would, you know, whether I was patrolling on foot, whether I was patrolling in a car, whether I was patrolling on bike, we always would be, you know, we would always have citizen contacts, and they were always so happy to see us. And they were like, oh, we need more of you. We would love to see you on the streets. You know, come by anytime. They love their police.
Yeah, and so do we. And Officer Jimmy White, we appreciate you joining us this morning on a day where all of us need to show our love for the police department, because it is a horrible morning to wake up and learn what happened in Dallas, Texas. Jimmy White, thanks for joining us. He is again with the D.C. Fraternal Order of Police.